This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Wow, I don't even have that turned up enough for me to even hear myself. Can you hear me, Ben? Okay. I just discovered by accident that when I had the sound engineer come in, he really did wire up the mixer the right way. He connected everything the right way to where everything works. And caught me off guard, you know. Money well spent. Anyway, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, normally, because it's Wednesday, that means it's going to be Sean Maloney in the world, according to Second Call Defense. Well, Sean is teaching faster at TDI right now. And so we'll have Tim Knight from the NRA in his place tonight and Rob Morris in the third hour. But instead of not paying homage to Sean, let's talk about the faster program. Now, we see active shooter situations all the time, somewhere in the United States. Not the type like Sandy Hook, to be sure, but we have a rise now in these major cities, and we have a rise in these terrorist events. So now, for the more than ever, faster means something. The faster program does. You know, if the police could get there faster to protect your children at school, that would be good. Now, out of Ohio, you see some school districts out in the country that may have up to a 40-minute wait for law enforcement to arrive after a distress call. And they know that their only hope to stop a killing is to take matters into their own hands. Other districts with faster police arrival times know that when seconds count, law enforcement is only minutes away. Many school districts in Ohio send their staff to the faculty, administrator, safety training, and emergency response training, or faster training. This is, primarily coming out of the Tactical Defense Institute in Ohio. Where that's where it's taught. It's sponsored by the Buckeye Firearms Association, and a lot of people, like Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense, are part of it. It began as the vision of the chief instructor and owner of TDI in Ohio, John Benner. He'd been working on the concept for a while. It wasn't until the Sandy Hook Elementary tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, the schools then in Ohio were ready to listen. So with the support of the Buckeye Firearms Association, this nonprofit program began, giving educators practical violence response training. Classes are provided at no cost to the school districts. March 2013 was the first faster course. That began 27 hours of training over 3 days, and it was very intense. Since then, more classes are held every year. Level 2 and 3 courses have been added. So far, more than 500 staff members have been trained, hailing from 152 school districts in 63 of Ohio's 88 counties. And it's beginning to spread. The FASTER program is beginning to spread. Sereno Consulting and Training Group held 2 FASTER courses. Here's a little feedback from the FASTER course. Student 1, I am not an educator, but I am a concealed carry permit holder and a proud supporter of the Second Amendment. I am a business professional, and the same threat of an active shooter exists in the workplace as in schools. We spent 2 days outside on the range. It was hot, it was dirty, and it was intense. This was tactical training focusing on accuracy, speed, and technique. We learned to shoot from a holster, on the move, and under pressure. In order to achieve certification, we needed to pass a shooting qualification test, a test demanding better performance than what is expected from local law enforcement. This was serious stuff. But the most stressful part of the program was the active shooter simulation. Simulation occurred at the end of the course in a nearby high school and was designed to look and feel like a real active shooter scenario. Volunteer kids and adults were on site to serve as actors. The facilitators used guns firing blank ammunition, and we used airsoft guns for the simulation. Anxiety levels were high. Simulation began. Gunshots were firing, kids were screaming, men were yelling, and it suddenly felt very real. As each of us waited for his or her turn in the simulation, the stress grew. One woman there thought she might be sick. Hearts were pounding very rapidly. Last person takes off to go through the simulation. Shots were firing over and over upstairs. Wearing a protective mask, that person could hear their own breathing loud in their ears as they made their way up some stairs. They came around a corner and serpentined down the hallway, clearing doorways along the way like they had been trained to do. As they came around another corner, they saw the volunteer shooter, a teenage boy wearing a hoodie. He was backing out of a classroom after having just shot several victims, and he was laughing. Everybody there said they could still hear that laugh in their mind. The last shooter didn't hesitate. They raised their weapon, put their sights on the shooter, and fired twice. And they were good hits, and he went down, and the threat was over. This particular shooter was a female. She recounted this to her, you know, the defender. She recounted this story to her husband. He asked if it bothered her, and that confused her, and he said, "Did it bother you to shoot a kid?" And she realized she had not thought of this shooter as a kid. He was a bad guy with a gun out to hurt people, out to hurt children. And she was trained to stop him, and that's exactly what she did. This is not for everyone. Carrying a gun in a school as an educator is not going to be for everyone. But in Ohio right now, 500 teachers in 2/3 of the districts are running, you know, there's some there that are running guns. And they're training in real-world training, real-world technique. They're being put through Op 4 training, which is invaluable. There's no way to put the money to that. The first responders are there at those schools now. Those children will be protected. The cops will get there after everything's done. So you got to ask yourself a question. Do your children go to school, and do they have a plan to respond to an active killer situation? If not, I'd be asking them about it. I'd be asking them soon. And I'd tell them about the FASTER program. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number again, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand,
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from Project Veritas, we get this little ditty. They they decided to go to a bar and hang out with a Democratic delegate, Mary Beyer, former Democratic delegate, volunteer organizer for the pantsuit Clinton campaign, caught her on tape admitting that the party is using common sense gun control to trick America into supporting a ban on all firearms and effectively repealing the Second Amendment. Although, if you had seen the video, I don't know if you'd sit back. I mean, watching her, I'm just sort of thinking one thing, which is mental midget. But anyway, when asked by an undercover Project Veritas reporter posing as a gun control advocate if she favored banning guns, she said, "Oh, absolutely. I'm totally against them, and my husband is against guns. My husband is now a registered Democrat." She goes, she posed this question, "Do you know how to do it? You got to get Democrats in office. You got to get enough people in there to vote the right way." Now, the Project Veritas journalist then told Beyer, "Well, we can't say we want to ban guns. Can we do that? We've got to hit that." Beyer agreed. Right. You've got to say you want common sense gun legislation. You say you want to ban guns altogether, that's just going to make everybody mad. You have to take that sort of moderate, "We just want to have common sense legislation so our children are safe." You say stuff like that, and then people will buy into it. And then when asked if Hillary would support and press for a full ban on firearms, she responded quite cheerily, "Oh, for sure." I wasn't sure if I was watching, a political delegate or Valley Girl. Has anybody ever heard of Ed Rendell? He's the former Pennsylvania governor. Every time I see him talking, I'm just seized with this overwhelming desire to see how deep my punch would go into his face. Would it go elbow deep, shoulder deep, half a forearm deep? How deep? Now, Ed is a right smug man. And he's a gun grabber out of Philadelphia. He's out there right now saying that it is time in Philadelphia at the DNC implosion. Convention. He's saying it's time for Democrats to be single-issue voters for gun control. This gathering was co-hosted by the PA Safe Caucus, Every Town for Gun Safety, American State Legislators for Gun Violence Prevention, Ceasefire PA, and, of course, Gabrielle Giffords' gun control group, Americans for Responsible Solutions. According to the Daily Local News, Rendell said, "If we're going to make progress, the message we have to take is that we're going to be single-issue voters. I don't care about emails or anything else, but we need to vote for Hillary Clinton because she is someone who's going to make progress on gun control." He added, "I'm not ashamed of being a single-issue voter. This is a fight worth fighting for." State Representative Madeline Dean co-chairs the PA Safe Caucus. She also spoke at the gathering, saying, "Ours is squarely, sadly, a uniquely American epidemic, one that none of the founding fathers across the way at Independence Mall and across the centuries could have dreamed of or aspired to as they were writing our founding documents. It's a uniquely man-made problem." She claimed that 91 people die from gun violence every day, although she's much admitted that this is not so by saying 2/3 of those deaths are actually suicides. Yeah, that makes a difference. Breitbart News previously reported that pantsuit likewise swells gun violence deaths by approximately 66% when she claims 90 people a day could die from gun violence. In reality, the number of deaths due to gun violence are about 1/3 of what she claims. For example, in 2013, there were roughly 32,888 firearm-related deaths in the U.S. Of these, the CDC reported that the number of accidental deaths at 505, the number of firearm-related suicides at 21,175, the number of deaths due to actual gun violence at 11,208. Well, that's just not a good number. We have to swell that by adding in the accidental deaths and the suicides. We just can't have that. These politicians look at gun control as something that they will have simply because they think they're going to wear you down. They think that we are a dying breed. That one day everybody's going to wake up, and in addition to all of the things that I like that they like going to Starbucks and riding bikes and everything, I'm sad to say that they like to do that kind of stuff too. They think that at some point we're going to disengage. That we're simply going to disengage. They also think that by lying to us, that we're just going to fall for that. And the sad part of it is everybody there that is like, you know, that Meyer lady, Meyer, whatever her name is, she's an idiot. They're idiots. They're pawns in a game. Right now, the problem they're having is that the Bernie Sanders pawns are really upset because he's backing Clinton now and her pawns. Bernie Sanders pawns thought they were going to get so much out of this. Well, they're not. They're not going to get anything like that. So now they're very angry about this, and they want to move on and everything else. And, you know, it's all going to be about what we allow them to do. That's all it is. President Hillary Clinton cannot decide unilaterally to take guns. She can, however, stack the deck in the Supreme Court. Now, she, you know, let's say we had a Republican Senate for 8 years, they're constantly going to be jockeying to keep her. And they may not even do that. I mean, my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, thinks if somebody wins the presidency, they should get whatever they want. Obviously, right? That's the way it works. No checks and balances. I'm just here to gather a paycheck and make a suit look bad. Somebody pass me my Brill Cream. My hair's out of place. That's Lindsey Graham. So, Hillary can't, I mean, I don't trust them to be that diligent. I do not. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was just thinking, Ben, you tell me about what you think about this. Since I now have another knob to twist, because now I can turn the volume down when we're going to break and I don't have to. You've never seen that, though, have you? See, because of the levels I'm trying to run on the feeds that I have going out, I have the volume wide open, so when you come at me with a bump when we're going into break, I had to snatch my headphones off of my head or it would pop out due to cacophonic shock. So now I have a knob that I figured out that if I just twist it, it'll turn it down. This is like radio board handling 101. I'm almost certain that none of the other hosts ever talk about some of the offside kilter stuff that I come at you with, don't I? I mean, That's cool. I don't want to be like everybody else. There you go. Now then, coming out of Massachusetts, we have Governor Charlie Baker, who went after Attorney General Mara Healey for breeding uncertainty about her recently announced ban on so-called copycat assault weapons, publicly pitting the popular Republican and the rising Democrat prosecutor against each other. She takes the issue to the national stage. She's going to the DNC. She's going to the DNC to talk about what she did in Massachusetts. Baker, after he was making some statements to the media last week calling for clarity on Healey's announcement, took the formal step yesterday of pressing her in a letter she and other Democrats huddle for the Democratic National Convention. Dan Bennett, Baker's public safety secretary, wrote that Healey's intention to close a loophole in the state's assault weapons could envelope pistols that have long been legal, and described the details of what guns fall under her enforcement order as murky. Bennett wrote in his two-page letter that accompanied Baker's, "There's a great deal of uncertainty as to which weapons you consider to be assault weapons. This uncertainty could easily lead to uneven application of the law across the Commonwealth, and it would be in the best interest of all involved to have additional clarity." Baker said, "Ambiguities in your notice require clarification for responsible gun owners who simply want to follow the rules, and for the thousands of gun owners who were told they were following the rules for the last 18 years. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, last Wednesday, Healey issued a notice to all gun sellers and manufacturers in Massachusetts banning guns which appear like the Colt AR-15 and the Kalashnikov AK-47, but have been altered by manufacturers to conform to the Massachusetts ban on adjustable stocks, high-capacity magazines, and other features. Well, it's not quite that easy. Her office said that an estimated 10,000 copycat assault weapons were sold in Massachusetts last year alone, though she promised that those who had legally purchased them could keep them and not be prosecuted, or persecuted, as I would say. But then her announcement sparked a flood of rifle sales, including more than 2,500 alone the day of her press conference. So, in one day, they bought the same amount in one day. Did you hear that, Ben? Yeah, well, it sounded like it was a Skype thing. Well, are we still good and connected? Okay, I don't guess I'd hear you if that was the case, right? Okay, anyway, Bennett warned that depending on the interpretation of the notice, a large number of firearms, including pistols that have been sold here illegally for decades, may be unintentionally affected. This is not unintentional, you stupid Republican operators. This is not unintentional. Ambiguity was the goal. Now, you're going to have to go in there, as Governor Baker's going to have to go in there, and he's going to have to do some executive stuff here. Coming from, here we have a Healey spokesperson. Her name is Cindy Roy Gonzalez. She said her office consulted state public safety officials on the notice and that it was surprising to receive this letter. Many of the questions raised in the letter mirror statements by the gun lobby. Dealers across the state seem to understand the notice perfectly well and have come into compliance. In Philadelphia, Healey said that some gun makers have stopped producing the previously Massachusetts compliant weapons. I think the American public is at a point where they have seen enough. She said at a gun control forum yesterday, according to the State House News Service, but some advocates and gun owners have said they're still in the dark, even if they appreciated Baker's push for more details. Jim Wallace, the executive director of Gun Owners Action League, said what she, Healey, did was drop a political bomb on the Commonwealth and then leave the state. Dale Solander, 54, of Quincy, said he worried the regulations would mean companies that manufacture parts for AR rifles will no longer be able to ship to the Bay State. If you have one of these and something breaks or something becomes defective, you're going to create a situation with even more hazardous firearms, Solander said. People out there won't have that what they'll need to fix them. Ronald Hidalgo, owner of the Sportsman's Den in Quincy, said dealers there still have no idea what we can or can't sell. We wish we had better answers for our customers. We're in a holding pattern. We had to take the phone off the hook. We have all these questions and we can't give them answers. Everyone is stumbling around. All right. All of you Second Amendment people with a car, and it has to be a good car, because we're going to start a new company. We're going to register, not register, they're already registered. We're going to rescue Massachusetts, because this parts thing has me worried a little bit. Here's what we're going to do. You've heard of the rideshare service, Uber. We're going to start one called Under, which Uber is German for over. So we're going to call this Under. I don't know what the German word is for under. What we're going to do is we're going to go and we're going to ring the state of Massachusetts. And if somebody needs a part, we're going to drive it into Massachusetts. Then we're going to drive out of there. They've got to meet us near the border. We're not going too deep into this state. This is, you know, this is like going into East Germany. And so we're going to do this. And, you know, because the stupidity of this is just mind staggering. It kills me. You have open borders. You do not have a bunch of police pulling cars apart looking for a firing pin or a bolt carrier group or a buffer tube or any of this stuff. How are you going to enforce this? Where is it? Well, Germany, where they have 5 million legal guns that they know of, and they suspect they have 20 million illegal guns that they think they know of. And they don't know where they are at. Welcome to the world of Germany, there, Massachusetts. That's what it's going to boil down to for you. But it was never meant. There's not going to be any clarity. The governor's going to have to go to her, and he's going to have to call for her impeachment, or he's going to have to call for a rule or law, or he's going to have to do something executive-wise and roll those dice and see what happens, because Massachusetts is going under. They are going under. In the chat room, they're saying they were lions. Now they are mice. Yeah. Unfortunately. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
As
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, welcome back. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, we've had, since the 30s, we've had a argument about gun control. And it's not a normal political debate about addressing policy to problems, but about what kind of politics to have. It is basically about how citizens should relate to each other and the state, and that makes it a matter of political philosophy. Politics with a capital P. That in turn explains why the debate has gone on so long without resolution and the division and frustration that it inspires on both sides. Now, of course, it's up to Americans to decide what kind of society they should have, not the philosophers, and certainly not foreign ones. Part of the most fundamental question must be decided politically by the people and not by appeal to the special authority of sacred constitutional principles or social science or even philosophy. Because all of those things didn't exist prior to the founding of the country. Likewise, philosophers' pronouncements of truth and rightness have no special authority here either. Philosophical analysis can do is offer new perspective and argumentative resources by which a political debate such as this one might be improved from its toxic stalemate. However, there's a few things that would have to be done first. First, here's a diagnosis. On both sides of the gun debate, both sides know they're right. But only one side recognizes that it is a fundamentally philosophical dispute. The other has systematically evaded the real debate about values in favor of the faux objectivity of a statistical public health argument. Now, here's some positive advice. The advocates of gun control need to take the political philosophy of the gun rights movement seriously and show that a society without guns is a better society, not that it is a safer one. That's their goal. That's what their objective should be in order to go forward. Now, to be blunt, gun control advocates rely excessively on the public health case that is not only much weaker than they believe it to be, but it also crowds out the kind of arguments that might actually win over their opponents. Their confidence that they're on the right side of history has blinded them to the fact that they've chosen to fight on the wrong ground. They keep harping on about guns killing people as if guns were like cigarettes and as if the numbers were big enough to matter. Guns are an excellent killing technology. They're extremely good at transforming an intention to kill into its achievement. But that doesn't mean they're a particularly significant cause of death, only a particularly exciting one. The idea that forcibly removing guns from citizens would reduce death rates at any appreciable degree is a triumph of moral indignation over statistic. America is not 43rd in the world for life expectancy because it kills so many people with guns, but principally because of the social gradient in health that allows from its shameful levels of socioeconomic inequality. Now, what are we talking about here? We hear a lot about the 33,000 per year deaths. That sounds like a big number. But understanding whether a number is big enough to matter requires considering it in context. 2.6 million Americans die every year, according to the CDC. Gun deaths represent just over 1% of deaths, and two-thirds of those are suicide. From a public health perspective, many other causes of death seem much more deserving to be worried about and also more likely to yield to government intervention. That's reinforced by the difficulty of saving the lives of people presently killed by guns, which follows from the central role of human intentions in their deaths. Number of Americans who die in traffic accidents is now about the same as though killed by guns, a point which some gun control advocates recently made a whole lot of, but those figures are not compatible with gun death statistics and are extremely misleading in relation to the gun control debate because gun deaths are nearly all non-accidental. Even the suicides. When a government introduces new safety regulations for car manufacturers or drivers, the airbags, the seatbelts, and motorcycle helmets, it can reasonably believe that every death it removes from the traffic statistics represents a life saved. But a government cannot have the same confidence that a death removed from the gun statistics represents a life saved. There are 11,000 gun murders per year in America. Guns are an instrument deliberately employed for the purpose of killing, but they are obviously other instruments, albeit less effective ones. Many murders presently committed with guns would still occur even if all of America's 300 million plus civilian held weapons magically disappeared. Likewise for suicide. Impulsivity is clearly a major factor in suicide, and guns like the Golden Gate Bridge greatly facilitate the transformation of suicidal impulse into death. But at least some proportion of the 22,000 Americans per year who kill themselves with guns would presumably find another way to kill themselves if they didn't have a gun. And you don't need the government to save you from killing yourself with a gun. Just don't buy one. The mass killings by individual crazies that so dominate the news cycle today are actually the very weakest part of the public health argument for gun control. It feels like there are a lot of them, 81 since 1982, according to the database assembled by Mother Jones, a lefty online magazine. Maybe they are even increasing, but in a country with 320 million people and poor funding of mental health services, there are always going to be murderous loonies making the national news somewhere. Such atrocities make for wonderful news stories full of pathos and inspiring great moral indignation. But while this extensive TV coverage may make many Americans feel afraid, a few dozen deaths per year are statistically irrelevant to public health. They do not add up to a case for gun control. Even the overarching assumption that weak gun control laws cause murders is underwhelming. The rollback of gun control laws by judges and Republican legislators began in the 1980s. But the murder rate in America has actually fallen by half, back to what it was in 1950. The reason is that rates of violence have a lot more to do with social conditions and inequality than with particular technologies. Most of America is nearly as safe as Western Europe, but in some areas of concentrated hopelessness, in particular cities like Chicago, Detroit, and Baltimore, that have murder rates, you know, rivaling that of Central America. Real causes of such violence are ones that America, among rich countries, is particularly bad at addressing. And that is a failure of politics, but not of gun control. So, in conclusion, America's gun control advocates seem to be confusing the subjective feeling of vulnerability to violence that comes with living in a society with excessive gun ownership with the objective statistical facts of risk. Maybe this is due to their crazy faith in the special power of facts to convince opponents from the Latin to overcome, conquer, and thereby allow them to win a values debate without doing the hard work of making a values case. But if so, the first problem is that the numbers actually, they hardly add up to an irresistible force. The second is they brought up a statistical significance result to a political philosophy fight. I'm going to continue on with this tomorrow. That's part one, philosophies of gun politics. We'll do part two tomorrow because we're running out of time. I think on this is the most nonpartisan treatment I've ever seen of the subject, and that's why we're talking about it. And that part of it is, you know, we haven't got to the part where certain things like defending yourself is a right you're born with. That's why it's not subject to the constitutionality. Now, and I've said this many times. It doesn't matter what anything says. We're born with this right. Coming up next, Tim Knight, NRA board member. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.